Part 5. Sacred Geometry. In his book, The Fire of Creation, J.J. Vandudu says, "There is nothing in this universe apart from God, and though the deity is no doubt infinitely greater than the universe which is his creation, every part and particle of that universe, from the tiniest atom to the mightiest planet, is essentially, entirely, and thoroughly divine." End quote. For this reason, we could say that all geometry is sacred, along with all of mathematics and all the laws of physics. The fundamental constants and relationships that science has found in the physical world are also fundamental clues to our relationship with the higher metaphysical dimensions. Geometric relationships, such as the golden ratio and the natural logarithm, as well as science's view of the timescale of the Big Bang universe and its parallel with the physics of the subatomic world, are all important to metaphysical geometry. However, in the strict sense of the meaning, when we refer to sacred geometry, we are talking about visual methods, ancient or modern, of representing the metaphysical relationship between our physical existence and the spiritual source of existence, between the consciousness of the individual and the universal consciousness of the transcendental dimension. This relationship is the seed of creation, a dynamic process at the root of our existence. It is the first cause of all individual modes of being and is experienced as consciousness and the passage of time within the individual, the source of the experience of otherness and the entire field of objective spacetime. Sacred geometry, then, is a way of conceptualizing and illustrating the primary principles of a spiritual universe: transcendental omnipresence, the one source of all that is, and polarity, its intrinsic creative aspect, the force of creation. When we model a three-dimensional sphere on a two-dimensional page, we easily understand that the resulting circle is a limited representation. Modeling more than three dimensions becomes a little more difficult, since the conceptual pictures in our mind seem to be limited to the same three dimensions that the space of our objective experience is limited to. However, the mind is perfectly capable of conceptualizing more than three dimensions, even though they cannot be visualized at the same time. This becomes most clear in the form of the mind's geometric and mathematical constructs. This is exactly what is done with what is called the space-time diagram in relativity. By collapsing one dimension of space, all of three-dimensional space is represented by a flat plane, called a hypersurface. In this way, the passage of time can be represented by the perpendicular movement of that plane. The human mind is able to understand that such models are limited representations of more complex extra-dimensional relationships. And the models can help us to better understand these relationships, which are represented in that limited way. Often in physics and metaphysics both, different geometric forms are used to represent the same state of reality, usually as representing different qualities, relationships, or perspectives of the same thing. In fact, many different geometries have been used throughout history to represent cosmological and metaphysical relationships. In The Mythic Image, for example, Joseph Campbell writes, "In a late Sumerian cuneiform text of circa 2000 BC, the name of the goddess mother of the universe, Nammu, is denoted by an ideogram signifying sea, and she is given praise as the mother who gave birth to heaven and earth. Moreover, a second tablet of about the same date tells that when this heaven and earth emerged from the primal sea, its form was of a mountain, whose summit, heaven, un, was male, and lower portion, earth, ki, female. Further, that from this dual being the air god Enlil was born, by whom the two were separated." But this, almost to the letter, is a myth preserved in the classical Greek legend of earth and heaven, Gaia and Uranos, separated by their son Kronos. We recognize it also in the ancient Egyptian representation of the separation of heaven and earth by the air god Shu, or by a god bearing on his head a mountain sign, except that in Egypt the sexes of the world parents are reversed, heaven, Nut, being female, and earth, Geb, male. End quote. Another quick sidebar here. In the Greek myth, Kronos separates earth and heaven. The Greek word Kronos means time, and the metaphysical understanding of the myth, it is the experience of the polarity of time that causes the apparent separation of the physical from the transcendental. We should always keep in mind that metaphysical geometries are a way of modeling higher dimensional relationships that are more real than the geometries themselves. What is most important is to develop an intuitive understanding of the metaphysical relationships and principles being modeled, and as powerful as they are as teaching tools, we must not get too hung up on the models themselves. The realization of transcendental unity is the goal of any metaphysical system or spiritual teaching. In the Zohar texts of the Hebrew Kabbalah, the geometry of the Tree of Life is fundamental. It is composed of 10 sephirot, or spheres of influence, and 22 paths. Rav P.S. Berg, in the Essential Zohar, says, each sephirah has distinctive properties, qualities, and Kabbalistically lessons to be absorbed and mastered. As we increase our spiritual competency by ascending each sephirah, we simultaneously increase our spiritual capacity. End quote. The six-pointed star, which is actually two interlaced triangles, is an ancient symbol in the Hindu and Buddhist traditions, predating its use in the Hebrew tradition. It is common in Tibetan Buddhist mandalas. Note that in the Sanskrit word mandala, the accent is on the first syllable. In chakra symbolism, the six-pointed star represents the heart chakra. Its three-dimensional version is the star tetrahedron, which, being two interlaced tetrahedrons, actually has 8 points. In Hebrew, the star tetrahedron is called the Merkabah, meaning chariot or vehicle, and is understood to be the geometry of an energy field surrounding every human. In Merkabah mysticism, it is the energy vehicle which carries us between dimensions, and it actually surrounds us at all times. The star tetrahedron is also integral to Metatron's cube and the flower of life geometry. The flower of life pattern can be traced back to ancient times. It has been found in Egypt, Turkey, Lebanon, Europe, India, Japan, etc., and in ancient Buddhist and Chinese temples. It is generally incorporated into religious structures. According to Drinvalo Melchizedek, the code of the flower of life actually contains all the wisdom found in the universe, similar to the genetic code contained within our own DNA. This geometric code goes beyond ordinary forms of teaching and lies beneath the very structure of reality itself. End quote. The Sri Yantra, or Yantra of Creation, has been known within the Hindu and Buddhist traditions and since the Vedic times as the most powerful and beautiful of all yantras. The upward and downward pointing triangles represent the male and female movements of creation, and the center point is called Bindu, representing the transcendental source. The Sri Yantra represents the timeless creative principle of the universe, the continuous unfoldment of all realms of creation from the central source. With that mindfulness, it is used as an object of meditation. Probably the most interesting and most beautiful examples of sacred geometry are represented by the simplest picture possible, representing the most transcendental vision possible. In a 12th century text called Book of 24 Philosophers, the Gnostics put forth a geometric vision of Logos as an intelligible sphere whose center is everywhere and circumference nowhere. The earliest known illustration of sacred geometry is mentioned by Helena Blavatsky in the opening pages of her opus magnum, The Secret Doctrine, Volume 1, Cosmogenesis. She is writing this in the late 19th century and refers to a text from prehistory called the Book of Zion, spelled D-Z-Y-A-N. An archaic manuscript is before the writer's eye. On the first page is an immaculate white disk with a dull black background. On the following page is the same disk, but with a central point. The first, the student knows to represent cosmos in eternity, before the awakening of still slumbering energy, the emanation of the Word in later systems. The point in the hitherto immaculate disk denotes the dawn of differentiation. End quote. These two most simple geometries have a striking parallel to the concept of a hyperspherical polarity, that is, the polarity between singularity and infinity in a higher dimension, like the polarity between the singularity of the Big Bang and the conceptual infinite void of pre-creation, or like the polarity between universal consciousness and the higher dimensional infinite void, which is its only object of experience. Interestingly, in fact, mystical philosophy recognizes this polarity between the extremes as the essence of universal consciousness, the life force of the universe. Just as Big Bang cosmology is reflected within the quantum realm, just as the entire history of cosmological evolution is ever present in the structure of the atom, the entire history of human evolution is ever present in the body-soul vehicle. The soul is made of higher dimensions and is composed of the heavenly light that was present in the Garden of Eden, as made clear in the Zohar, the primary text of the Kabbalah. In the Secret Doctrine, Volume 2, Anthropogenesis, Blavatsky writes, "It is shown in every ancient scripture and cosmogony that man evolved primarily as a luminous, incorporeal form, over which the physical frame of the body was built, through and from the lower forms and types of animal terrestrial life. The soul and the form, when descending on earth, put on an earthly garment," says the Zohar. "When Adam dwelt in the Garden of Eden, he was dressed in a celestial garment, which is a garment of heavenly light, light of that light which was used in the Garden of Eden." End quote.